The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by HubSpot. Imagine growing a business with high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, and wildly happy customers. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
LinkedIn presents.
Welcome to Brown Table Talk. I am DC Marshall, founder and CEO of DiverseAndEngaged.com. I'm a DEI thought leader, a LinkedIn top voice, and I'm here with my co-host, Mita. Hey there, Mita.
Hey there, Dee. I'm Mita Malik, a Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestselling author, a business leader, a LinkedIn top voice, and most importantly, a mom.
And Mita and I started Brown Table Talk as a place to spill the tea on the hard truths women of color face in their workplaces, from my perspective as a Black woman, and for Mita, her view as a South Asian woman. And if you've been following the show, then you know that this is a place where we spill the tea. We don't leave any juicy details out of the stories. And in the end, we always leave you with tips, not on how to survive, but how do you thrive in workplaces wherever you are. All right. So Mita, why don't you tell them what we're talking about on today's show?
Drum roll, please. Dee, why do we need another meeting? Why do we need another meeting? Let's get into it. We're going to spill the tea. We're going to share some stories. It's going to be a hot topic. And then as Dee said, we're going to leave some tips at the end for you. But Dee, let me tell you, the biggest gift I got this week is somebody canceled a meeting. Somebody canceled a meeting and they knew the meeting wasn't needed. And I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Christmas has come early. I just got an hour back on my calendar. Thank you.
Don't you love it when that happens?
I don't know, Dee. I do. But I have to say, let's get into this. I feel like post-pandemic, meetings are broken, hybrid, remote, in the office. When are we supposed to do work if we're in meetings all day? I just don't understand what leaders are thinking. Back to back to backs. And then there's this pride of, I haven't peed since 9 a.m. and it's 2 o'clock. I'm like, well, I don't need that information and you should use the ladies' room. Like, this is a problem. I haven't peed or eaten. It's like a badge of honor. I've just been back to back in meetings. And I'm like, no, that's not something to be proud of.
Well, first of all, Mita, I'm distracted by your earrings. How cute are these?
Oh my God. Yes. These are from my friend Reka, Blossom Box Jewelry. Blossom Box Jewelry. Everyone go check it out. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Y'all, these earrings are fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's come back. They are super cute. I may have to get those.
I know you're so distracted. I'll have to get
them. I am. Well, you know what? You have a bit of an signature look in terms of ear candy is your thing.
Yes.
And we've talked about, and by the way, everybody, if you've never heard that episode, I think we've talked about how executive women and professional women show up. And so you should listen to that episode and all the ones that you've missed before now. Now let's come back to this thing about meetings. So I agree with you, my friend. I think meetings are broken. I think meetings are broken in a number of ways. One, what is the objective? I am big on, do not invite me to a meeting unless we're clear on two things. I need the objective and the expected outcome. I need you to tell me where we're going. Tell me what do we need to accomplish at the end of this meeting or by the end of this meeting. And so I think a lot of meetings are broken for that reason, for lack of clarity. I also think meetings are broken post-pandemic in terms of the time window, right? I think the shortened, you know, those long 60-minute, one-hour meetings canceled. Like, we don't need an hour.
What about 90 minutes or 2 hours?
What?
Yeah, those are happening. No. Some of those. Yep.
A 90-minute meeting is something different. That's a working session, but I'm not coming to a 90-minute meeting. I'm not. 90 minutes here at Diverse and Engaged, those are working sessions. We have them on the calendar, but we are mirroring, we're working. And we're working, this is a sidebar for another episode. I'm not managing I don't manage well. I lead, I don't manage. So this is not for me to supervise what you're doing and not doing. This is so that we can accomplish more in a 90-minute window than we would otherwise if we need each other and then the team. So 90 minutes and 2 hours cannot be a meeting. It cannot be. Girl, it needs to be 30 minutes. 30.
No, it needs to be. How about 20 minutes? I'm a fan of Gary Vaynerchuk, who I follow on social media. I was his client a long time ago. But 15-minute meetings. Decision-making. 15 minutes, right? There's an objective for every meeting. But here's what I want to talk about. This has happened to me in my career. And thank you to women of color who are listening and joining us. And thank you to the allies who are tuning in. Is that meetings are weaponized. They're a way to track. They're a way to watch. I haven't seen you in a while, Mita. What do you mean you haven't seen me? I've been emailing you. I was in the meeting. I was in the project. I haven't seen you. I want to track you. And so putting on meetings that really have no objective except for FaceTime and just to be like, okay, Mita still works. You know, she still works here. Yes. I got to see what she's doing. Yes. But I worked for a white woman manager years ago. Who that was her way. Meetings were her way of tracking people, right? Meetings were her way. We talked about this in our episode where we just discussed, do companies even do exit interviews anymore? And Dee and I talked about corporate America structure and similar to a monarchy where there's a throne and there's the king or the queen and the person in charge and the court, right? The crown. And so it's this idea, the crown, it's this idea of like, these are all my subjects, right? I'm like monitoring all these people.
Come on, friend. Look at you. The color for this story is really juicy.
Done with meetings. Done with meetings. Good Lord. So my story, yeah. I mean, I'm not alone in having worked for a manager who used meetings to consistently track individuals. And I felt like the women of color on the team were in meetings more with her than other individuals. And I don't think it was for coaching. I think it was for micromanaging. I don't think it was that we were getting extra love and support. I think it was just that, what are they working on? I need to know. I need to be involved.
I could definitely see, and there is a trend of micro, of meetings as management tools for, I'm going to say insecure managers as a tool. Some, not all, of course, not all. So that goes without saying, but I'm going to say what else that could be in your,
I'm going to lean in. I'm leaning in. I can feel.
You can feel where this is going. You already know when I lean back, like, sis, let me help you out. And let
you know. You lean back and I lean in to hear.
Yes. You know what that is? You know, when you were called to the meeting, it's let me borrow from your energy. Let me borrow your ideas. Let me see what you're thinking about so that, because I need this as a primer for my meeting, because I got to go in a meeting. So let me sit with Mita because she'll have something, I'm sure, that'll challenge and stretch my thought. And I could borrow from her ideas, from her genius, from her insight, from her observations, from her fill in the blank. So I think we can add that to some of the...
Oh, you mean the pre-meeting to the meeting?
The pre-meeting to the meeting is absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. I've been in there. I have the visual of this woman. I'm sitting in her office. She has the deck pulled up and we're sitting there giving her the talk track, helping her fill in the deck for the meeting she's going to present all of her work at, but it's the pre-meeting to the meeting. You bring up another interesting point though. The other thing that really gets on my nerves is meetings that have no objective, but leaders who shouldn't be leading, who are putting together meetings, they don't know what else to do. Because you don't actually know what to do. So you just keep gathering people in rooms. And I had a long time ago, a boss who was famous for this. And I'm like, why are we here? No, you're not even borrowing genius. You just don't know what to do. So you're getting people together. And you're like, it's just descending into chaos. And it's like a downward spiral. Because there's nothing more demotivating and being in meetings day after day where you actually don't do anything. And you spiral around the same topic over and over.
Right. But you know what else I'll add to that is how performative it is and stacking hours. When they go into their meeting, when they report up, they have to be able to say, oh, yes, I met with the team and I met with the project team. Because see, if you just met, then it provides the color and the perception that you are leading.
See, I missed that because I don't do that. So I missed it. Why would anyone do that? But it's like the time card, punching the time card back in the day.
Or when I do go into the meeting, right, with my manager, I can then say, oh, and I'll be meeting. We have a meeting already on the calendar for that.
Oh my God. This is like an SNL skit. Life imitating art, imitating life. Sometimes I'm in meetings and I'm like, is this a TV show? Is someone going to come out? Is it punked?
Yeah, it could be that. So it could be that. It could be, right? So I can report up. You know, there's activity. Because a lot of times I think people mistake activity and busyness for being productive and valuable.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. In the last 100 years, we've seen financial markets swing, new currencies come and go, decades of savings lost in days, all showing that a retirement plan without a guarantee, quite simply, isn't enough. So more than a retirement plan, TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life, a promise that pays off. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff. The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by HubSpot. More to-dos, less time, and so many tools to keep track of. Doing business can be hard, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot. Their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: higher quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
If I'm busy or if I'm engaging, or it's really not even engaging, but if I have some activity, because activity does not equate to productivity. Activity does not equal productivity. Activity doesn't necessarily translate to value. Activity doesn't necessarily translate to, you know, leadership, even if you are leading the activity being a meeting, that there's so much to be said for.
So you just hit on something really big. So if you're a leader and you don't know how to lead, you just try to create more activities to show that you are leading and that you have proof points. And we've been trained to generate more meetings to show productivity, because that's what productivity has equated to. Have you ever heard someone get the feedback, you're not in enough meetings? Like, seriously, people will say that. Many moons ago, I was involved in coaching on a performance improvement plan, and I was brought in. And the feedback, I'll just use myself, Mita, well, when you look at her calendar, she's not in enough meetings. And you're like, well, what if she's actually using that time to think? Is the expectation that I start my workday, I don't know, 8:30, 9, goes till 5:30, you want to see the calendar back to back? You don't want me to have time to go to the bathroom or take a lunch break? Is that the expectation? Because when am I supposed to do work? This is actually, as we've talked about at the Brown Table Talk podcast before, this is all the things that lead to burnout as well.
Yep. I think meetings need to be disrupted.
Not canceled, but disrupted.
Not canceled. Well, that's why I said not canceled, but disrupted. I think this at the intersection of work and future of work is where there's a disruption as a result of a crash. Because also what we didn't say is the wear and tear mentally, on mental capacity of spinning and going, and when there is the need for a break mentally in order to be more productive. We do something called breakout blocks.
I remember this.
You remember this? Yes. I started this some years ago to help disrupt, you know, mindset, particularly for high-level leaders. So I started breakout block for high-level leaders in terms of how do you level up? And it is the breakout block. And the breakout block is a disruption in the day. It's a disruption in the work week and the work day to raise your health set, your mindset, or your wealth set. And so let's talk about the meetings, right? If you're constantly in meetings, it's how does your brain process that now? And we're talking about post-pandemic, where we are in the space of being more, I want to say, more sensitive to psychological safety. And I'm going to tell you this, and I think this is another episode. It is the workday and the work week it's up for review. We've talked about this. Everything is up. I think the traditional U.S. work week and work day is up for review. I'm not going to say it's canceled because that would be work would be canceled, but we're going to put this in the parking lot and come back to the U.S. defined traditional 40-hour work week.
But that's about control again, right? We go back to what's happening right now. Companies wanting people back in 5 days a week, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the desk so I can see what you're doing. It goes back to the history of how our workplaces were created and this need for control. I need to see what Dee and Mita are doing every day. And the output isn't enough. I need to be in meetings where I feel important because I manage people. So I gather them all around me. I mean, listen, friends, if you get anything out of today's episode, please be the person who cancels the meeting. Do us a favor, look at your calendar, be the person who cancels the meeting and gives people time back. And so what we're not saying is that meetings are canceled. Meetings can be an incredibly productive tool, but you can't just schedule meetings to schedule a meeting, which I see too many people doing. The meeting is either, as Dee said, like there's an objective. So you're going to send an agenda out. That's like one category. There's a decision to be made. Send the pre-read out ahead of time, 15 minutes, right? Working session brainstorm is very different, where again, there's objectives to why you might spend 90 minutes, 2 hours together. But just to have a meeting to have a meeting so you can figure out what the next meeting will be about and figure out what to do is a big waste of company time and resources and loss of productivity. I think to myself, I'm never getting that 2 hours of my life back. That's done. And you know what? This is another tip for leaders listening in and just anyone who's in a corporation now, anyone who's working, setting up meetings, you don't want to be the person who starts to have that brand that, oh God, it's Mita. She set up another meeting. Oh God, Mita versus wow. Yeah, I actually enjoy coming to these meetings because they're quick. Make decisions, who's available, and we move forward. And so you actually want people to come to meetings that are meaningful, and you don't want to set up a brand internally where you, as Dee said, are just creating activities. There's no productivity. It's just activities. The activity sheet, the time card.
Yeah. We need to get corporate Erin.
Oh, I know. We need to see if she'd come as a special guest. We don't do guests. But she would be an amazing guest. Yeah.
We don't do guests, but corporate Erin would be welcome because corporate Erin would gather and I think snatch edges in a different way because her edges are coming unraveled. That's an inside joke. But corporate Erin is having all the meetings and because she is the manager of McManager, meaning something. Anyway, there's a lot of other things we could say about meetings as well. You know, we really got to the gist of reevaluating meetings and reimagining meetings. But I would just hope for everybody listening just to baseline, is it a status meeting? Is it an issues meeting? Like, there's a theory that comes from EOS, which is the entrepreneurial operating system. And a lot of businesses, high growth businesses, operate based on EOS. And EOS, entrepreneurial operating system, part of their formula includes like level 10 meetings, L10, they call them, right? Leadership meetings. And they're very well structured. But the one that I love the most is the issues meeting. I think it's called like an IDS, like issues discovery or something like that, but let's just call it issues meeting. Because then what happens in meetings that will derail, and now we're talking about real meetings, because I think most of what we have tapped into for this episode has been unnecessary meetings, fake meetings, unnecessary, but I'm talking about real meetings, right? And so what I love is the issues meeting. We have meeting just to resolve issues, and that's appropriate. Because what happens is in meetings, real meetings, where there's a flag on something, let's just put that on an agenda for issues resolution, right? And so then you're building this list of real issues from real meetings, and then you have a meeting to resolve. And so you know coming out, oh, we're going to resolve this here. We're not going to take it offline. There's not going to be another, let's take this offline.
Another meeting.
Another meeting. Schedule another meeting tomorrow.
Let's do this offline.
But I think that's the baseline, is distinguishing between fake and unnecessary meetings and very real meetings and restructuring real meetings.
I love that. Real meetings, y'all. Let's head to tips. Okay, Dee, so here we are heading over to tips. Our conversation today was around, why do we need another meeting? Why do we need another meeting? Gonna head to Dee for tip one and two. Over to you, my friend.
All right. Tip number one, fake meetings are canceled. Real meetings are not. Okay. So we just need to no longer have meetings for the sake of having activity, because activity is not necessarily productivity. All right. And tip number two, determine the meeting type. Clarify the meeting type. Set the objective and make it clear. Is it a status meeting? Is it an issues meeting? Is it a working meeting? That's tip number two. And over to you, Mita, for tip number three.
Tip number three, friends, be the person who cancels the meeting this week. Your colleagues will love you for it. Give the time back so people can do the real work. And that's all for today's episode of Brown Table Talk. Thank you so much, my friend, DC Marshall. If you loved what we had to say, please leave a review, subscribe, share with your friends and colleagues who need to hear this episode today. And Dee and I will see you next time.
Side effects of listening to Brown Table Talk may include allies unleashed, getting paid more, and a dose of badassery all the way around. More at www.browntabletalkpodcast.com.